We do welcome you back to the CNC Auto Show, and we are taking calls having to do with mechanical, automotive questions, and collision repair questions, and also some insurance questions thrown in there. There was a question concerning the total loss of different vehicles and what can be done to help in that situation. I want to add a couple of things, but also I think you want to make sure that the gentleman knows to contact you. But I think that definitely is a problem when a car is a little bit older and you have insurance on the vehicle, or if it's the other person's fault. For many times they want a total amount. My wife's car was mainly scratched down the side, and it had a fair amount of value on the car still.
Yep.
But they totaled it mainly because I think the type metal that it was on the car. They just totaled the car out. So I think that there may be some cases where on certain model cars, this gets into the classic, that people can have them have the insurance company evaluate the car, and it might be a little bit more money, but you can have certain cars insured. Well, for more.
Well, there are things that you can do. I mean, you have the right to do certain things. I mean, you just need somebody that's on your side to help you explain the things.
Exactly. Well, give the gentleman your
Ed,
number.
If you'd like to call me at the shop sometime, I'd be happy to finish explaining your questions to you. I don't think we're going to have time today to go into it, but you're more than welcome to call me at the shop Monday through Friday, and I'd be more than happy to try to finish answering that question for you.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to go over to Ricardo. Ricardo, welcome to the CNC Auto Show, and what can we help you with?
Yeah, good morning. I've got a 2005 GM truck.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally when I crank that bad boy, there's a little light on the fuel gauge, and it will tell me that the fuel is low. And I know it's not low because I just filled it up. And then when I'm driving it, sometimes it'll show it's full, and then it may show that it's midway. So it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And along the same lines, when I'm pumping gas, sometimes it'll pump 3 or 4 gallons and it'll stop. And then I'll click the lever again, and it'll pump 3 or 4 gallons, and it'll stop. And I'll have to do that until I actually fill that car up. And I may have to do that 6 or 7 times.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Okay, you may have two different problems. They'll
right.
tie into the same area most likely. But I can tell you on that vehicle, one of the most common items that we run into is the fuel sender. There is a test that a technician can run if he or she has the right equipment hooked up to it, called a sweep test, mm-hmm. where you can activate the computer to actually move the gauges right and left and see that the gauge would move if it was mm-hmm. getting the right signal. And then there's also the computers are very rare, and plus if the computer's moving it, then it's evidently working. Mm-hmm. By far the main problem we run into is the sending unit inside the tank itself. How many miles on the vehicle?
About 115, maybe 116,000.
Okay. Have you ever had a fuel pump replaced?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. On many vehicles, the better, the neater job that you can get on that is to replace the sending unit and the fuel pump together as an assembly. That way you don't have somebody trying to cut one thing off and put the other in there. And on some of those models, you want to, whoever does it, you want them to check for TSBs, because sometimes they recommend replacing a little harness that goes with it. So that's on that part. Mm-hmm. By far the most common mm-hmm. reason why one won't fill up is the vent valve may be stuck. And it's what relieves the mm-hmm. air out of the tank as the new fuel goes in. And when it gets stopped up, there's no air can be released, so fuel won't go back in. So those two items by far the most. I would recommend stopping by O'Reilly Auto Parts on those fuel pumps. They got a great great selection of different fuel pumps on there, and their people are ensure that you get the right one also.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that information. I'll stop by O'Reilly's and talk to those guys.
Ricardo, we really appreciate your call, and have a great weekend. Let's go over to George. George, you can probably hear what I get when I take the grandkids to a cabin and it starts getting really cold. And the kids already have a cold. They share it with me. That's exactly what I had. Allergies.
I wondered first off who the guest host was this morning.
Oh, I know who this George is.
All right.
Yeah. So I have the answer. Now, whether or not it meets that Aaron factor of twisting things, I don't know. But you did give a hint just before you got to me. See, what it was, while he was down in Tampa, he went into Ybor City, and he found some of them Cuban cigars that he was wanting to take back home.
Wow.
And while he left, one of Elliot Ness's descendants pulled him over to do a check, and they found those, and then they searched the whole car. So they let him go, and it took him a total of 6 hours.
Now, George, I got a big question. When you were figuring all this out, did you make notes on a paper, or you just kind of put it all together in your mind? It's kind of interesting.
Oh, this steel trap can hold lots more than that now. I didn't write anything down.
You didn't write it down. Well, that was a fantastic story. Because, George, as you were talking, I just had those Cuban cigars kind of pictured in my mind, laying on his seat, and them pulling over and them saying, "What's that?" And him having to tell them, and him getting hauled off. But that is not it. Oh, and George, this popped into my head, and I got to say this. Some friends in a group that I'm in, they made a trip to Mexico. I didn't go. I couldn't go that particular time. And this was less than a couple of months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. Well, he didn't know it, but he left a gun clip, not the gun, a little clip with the bullets in it, in a bag, and this might help others that may run into this. And the joker, he was kind of laughing about it and said, "Yeah, throw it away. I'll get another one." Well, they didn't laugh. The customs there took him, and in long story short, they took him to a jail cell. He spent about 3 hours in a 5x5 that he said he couldn't even lay all the way down, and he had a bucket for, you know. And he stayed like that for 2 or 3 days. And he had to hire an attorney here. And they were talking about putting him in jail. But he was finally able to come home. So, yeah, I wouldn't mess with the Cuban cigars. And I definitely wouldn't leave a gun clip in a bag if I was going to going somewhere, like out of country. But
thank you, Aaron. And good morning, Carol.
Good morning, George.
Hey, George. Appreciate the call very much. Hey. All right. The number to call is 800-224-9090. That was a wild story about that guy that got that solitary confinement deal, but absolutely true. Okay, let's go over to Ron. Ron, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. What can we help you with?
Well, last week when I called, I asked you about that, if there were going to be any problems cropping out of going to 4G with the old 3G technology.
Yes.
I wondered, had you come? I'm sorry?
Yes, I remember the question. Oh, yeah. Sure did.
Yeah. Anything you or the insurance man might know about it?
No, and I did not get to talk from on my end. I did not get to talk to my friends because my like allergy type stuff, making my voice all messed up. So I was trying to conserve my voice as much as I could. So I didn't talk to them as much as I wanted to, but the check-in that I did do, I did not see where there was going to be an issue, but I think that I did talk to that about with Carol, and Carol may have some input.
What? And I don't know exactly what the question is.
Mention to them your question, Ron.
Well, you know, they're going over the new 4G technology at the beginning of this year. And from what I understand, some of the older cars have the 3G technology. And I don't know whether that's with a GPS system, communications, or what.
I have heard some stuff related to the OnStar, that some of the older modules and some of the older cars that communicated through the old technology for the OnStar stuff, that those systems were going to come inoperative and that you had to replace it with a new module so it would communicate. And I actually had this accidentally happen to a vehicle that I had. We had some problems last summer, and I had to replace all the modules. And one of the modules I had to replace was, I think, a consumer communication module, and accidentally I replaced that module to the new one where it's communicating fine and updated it accidentally. Now, I don't know all the specifics on it, but there is some stuff going on with that. I think OnStar sent out some information to some older, I think it was 2015 older vehicles that you had to, you know, get a, you know, a different device.
Hey, Carol, we done run out of time. Ron, I really appreciate the call. Definitely call back more on that because interesting subject. We are out of time. See you next time on the CNC Auto Show.
Live from the Car Care Studios, it's the CNC Auto Show with your personal on-air and online automotive service advisors, Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney. So climb in, buckle up, and enjoy the ride on the CNC Auto Show.
We welcome you to the CNC Auto Show, and we are here to share some information on ways to make your car safer, more dependable, and to make it last longer for less money. I'm Aaron Clements, here to answer your automotive questions and share some tips. Have some fun. I'll be answering your mechanical questions. Carol Proctor of AC Proctor's Paint and Body is here to talk about collision and paint and body repair. Also, if you have a question having to do with insurance-related matters of getting your car repaired, he'll be able to answer a lot of those also.
Yeah, we'll be happy to answer anything for the listeners this morning.
Yeah, and Carol, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Aaron, for
having me. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you sharing your many years of knowledge in the repair business. Okay, so just give us a call. That number is 800-224-9090, and that's actually on any Saturday morning between 8:05 and 10 Eastern time. You can also watch this show live on Facebook. Carol, you want to pop the clutch on this bad boy?
Let's go.
All right, let's do it. Okay, we always start out with a tech tip quiz, and we will give the first tech tip quiz question here. And, of course, the winner will receive a prize package of possibly our T-shirts. They've been on order, should be here anytime, of the new design T-shirt for the CNC Auto Show. Also, win a CNC Auto Show coffee mug. And here is the question that we have. Joe was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, but it took him 6 hours to drive the same route home. What happened? I know some of you are going to say that's the same question that we had earlier, but that we did get an answer to, but it is different if you listen. Joe was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, but it took him 6 hours to drive the same route home. What happened? If you know the answer, give us a call, 800-224-9090. And also, if you have a question about your car, truck, or SUV, and you've had that all bottled up inside for a period of time, and each time you try to ask somebody, they've been in too much of a hurry to be able to answer it, or you just didn't get an answer that you feel like you completely understand what they say. It might be, does your transmission fluid need to be replaced? Does your power steering fluid need to be replaced? All of those things are possibilities that you may be wondering about. If it got a rattle at a certain time, we might be able to even help with stuff like that. And now what's good about this show is if you have a question about collision repair, insurance, automotive repair, insurance, and other items in those lines, give us a call. And Carol's going to share some insight on having to do with the collision repair part. And Carol, one thing that I have mentioned, or not mentioned, but I've noticed in a period of time, is that it seems on some vehicles it's taken much longer to repair the vehicle than it did before. What's happening in that department?
Well, right now, our industry across the United States, not just in the Augusta market, there's, as you well know, in the mechanical side, we've got severe parts shortages with supply chain issues. Also, there's a technician shortage, and for some reason, there has been an overwhelming increase in the amount of accidents the last 3 to 4 months. I know my facility, we're booked up till March. Most of the facilities in the Augusta market for large jobs are booked up until March and April. I know some friends in the Savannah market are booking cars in April and May.
Mm-hmm. And Carol, one thing I'm seeing, we mentioned in that on the local level, but also I was recently in Nashville last week, and talking to a lot of technicians from different areas. They're going through the same thing, not only in the collision repair industry, but also in the mechanical industry, that a lot of these places are just getting very booked up. And I believe that some of it has a lot to do with those parts also, because you have parts that you usually would get overnight. Some of them's taking 3, 4, 5 days to get. Well, or longer.
We're having situations where it's taking a couple of months. I mean, we've got, you know, there's two cars that I've got right now. I've got a gentleman's Cadillac that he wrecked at a Florida State football game in Tallahassee back in October. And the parts to finish his Cadillac for the front radar, collision avoidance radar and stuff, won't be until the end of February.
Wow.
You know, on his particular insurance company, he only had about 20 days, 30 days of rental car. But luckily, he has a second car. But, you know, we're shuffling things every day because we've got people who are running out of rental. We're having to make temp repairs. I know I've had some mechanical stuff we get into that I've subletted out to y'all, and y'all have done some mechanical repairs for us. So we can get the car back on the road so we can get the body parts in to get it fixed.
Yeah, what do you think the best answer to all this is?
What do you mean?
The best solution. Oh.
Don't have a wreck. Yeah, be careful. Watch out for Bambi.
Yeah, being a deer accident. Are you seeing any kind of increase over prior years on deer accidents?
Deer accidents were up this past fall. Mm-hmm. And actually, we're still getting some. And normally, they've teetered out about now, but we're actually still seeing some deer hits come in.
And of course, a lot of that has to do with people driving in from miles outside of city to get in, and of course they to build these neighborhoods, they're taking away a lot of the areas
habitat
that the deers were living, and now in also running a road right through the middle of where they were living, and those two don't mix.
Well, people don't realize that Riverwatch, last night we were downtown, and I went up Riverwatch last night about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and there were 10 deer standing on the side of the road.
Yes, and that's not like that on almost any city that has highways or interstates, or not necessarily interstates, but highways that are coming in from suburban America and coming into the city, and boom, you can run into that problem. So definitely want to urge everyone to, one way to avoid having to wait so long on your car to be repaired is to watch out for deer. That's one of the many
ways.
And I have seen many, many times to where someone, it'll be when you least expect it. You'll be happen to tune in your radio or doing something inside your car, or just happen to be kind of locked in on vision. That'll be the time the joker will run right out there in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. As far as collision repair goes, it seems to be taking longer to get an estimate also.
The shift with everything going on in the world, and COVID enhanced this. A lot of the insurance companies were trying to cut cost and get rid of personnel, get rid of, you know, company cars and stuff like that. The trend has been toward virtual estimates. You have a wreck, you call your insurance company. They may ask you to take it to one of their partner DRP shops. If you're not familiar with that, or you don't have it chosen a shop, they'll ask you to they'll email or text you an app. They'll have you take some pictures, and they'll write a cursory beginning estimate, and then tell you to take that estimate and find a shop to get it fixed. Unfortunately, there's no substitution for putting your hands and your eyes on the actual vehicle. I mean, it's almost like a doctor trying to tell you what's wrong with your leg that you think is broke without him being able to put his hands on it and check it. It just doesn't work that well. I mean, you can get a start on it, but generally the supplements on virtual estimates double the estimate sometimes.
Mm-hmm. There's no possible way to just look at a picture of what's going on and know what's going on behind that.
That's correct.
And many times it might make a huge difference, because what you think is just an emblem on a car, maybe a radar system on a car.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And sometimes that's found out right after. Oh, it's going to be time to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll be ready to answer your automotive, mechanical, and collision questions. The number, 800-224-9090. Give us a call. You can also watch us live on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Let's head back down to the Car Care Studio with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
Yes.
The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate. With 33% more sealing power, K-Seal Ultimate will help stop the unexpected cooling system leak before it stops you. Find K-Seal Ultimate at fine parts stores nationwide like Napa Auto Parts. And remember, don't just seal it, K-Seal it. If you have a car that has and you have a mechanical question or a collision repair question, you just give us a call. I'm here, Carol Proctor's here, and we are able and ready to answer those questions. The number 800-224-9090. You can also watch us live on Facebook, and we are ready to go. Got a tech tip quiz laying on the table. I'll run it through there one more time. And the question is, Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. What happened? If you know the answer, give us a call. That's 800-224-9090, and we will be set you up with a prize package. And we were talking about collision repair, and this gives me a chance to talk about mechanical repair a little bit also. We were also talking a little bit about avoiding collision repair. It might be my imagination, but a large percentage of the cars that I see that have been in collisions, definitely not all, and I'd be very interested to know the percentage. A lot of them have tires that are just worn out. And
there are some, you know, that's one of the things, one of the major insurance companies that we're a DRP for, one of the things we have to check on every car and report to the insurance company is the tire tread depth.
Uh-huh.
It's in a report we send them out. I've never asked what they do with the information. I don't know if I tell the customer you need tires or not, but yeah, that's something they have us check on every car is tire tread depth.
I'd be interested to know if that might have to do with future rates that a person might get, because if they're willing to drive on tires that are very that are very low in tread depth, and a lot of people don't know it. I think that's mostly just helps you a little bit in the rain. On rainy days, so the water will have a place to go, prevents hydroplaning, but that also shortens your stopping distance.
Well, when we find one that's got, most people have got good tires, but when we do find one, I stress to the customer, you're like, you need to go get tires now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen many, many cars that come in and you'll look at them and the front end will be torn completely up and we'll be doing things like a collision avoidance type stuff to it, or mechanical stuff on the vehicle, and you'll look and the tires are just completely gone on there. And and to me, that would be a good thing. And let's go to the calls. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. Jim, welcome to the CNC Auto Show.
Morning.
Good morning. What can we help you with?
Well, it's Jim, and I'm calling about a repair facility that I found for electronics that I know you and I have talked about once in a while. When you need something done on a classic car, where can you get it done? And I was going to share that with you and Carol, of course, anybody else who's interested in this process and this need that they may have.
Yes. I think that would be a very great tip for others. What did you run into?
I've got an 86 Monte Carlo that I purchased from my brother, and we've been working through some things on it, you and I. And one thing that was puzzling me was I had a radio that was not working properly, and I combed the internet. I went to the local salvage yards, and everything I found either didn't work or was in terrible condition. So I found through our local Chevrolet dealership here, went to see them. What would they do? And they gave me the name of a company in Florida. I'll give you the name of it. It's called Technicar, TECHNICAR. And they are in Oldsmar, almost like the first part of Oldsmobile, OLDSMAR, Florida.
Uh-huh.
The problem I had was the tape player would take a tape, but it wouldn't, and it would give it back, but it wouldn't play it. The left side channels were coming in and going out. So I really wanted what was a good cosmetic piece rejuvenated, refurbished.
Uh-huh.
And I called them, and right on the phone, they sounded like they really knew what they were talking about. I think I sent it on a Friday. They got it on a Tuesday. They called me on Tuesday, told me how much it was going to cost, and that they'd be done with it in about 2 days. They were done with it in 2 days, and I would have had it on Thursday, except that FedEx was delayed one day doing their part, and it showed back up on Friday. I put it in the car. Works perfectly. So it's just one of those times where things really work out well. So if anybody's got radio problems, those folks, and oh, and by the way, the box they sent the thing back in, it was almost a triple layer corrugated. It had two layers of flutes. That's the up and downs when you look at the side edge of a cargo box. I mean, almost to open it up, you almost had to pull it open really hard. And they had internal corrugated panels. It had the almost that internal inside of a gun case, that foam rubber with the dimples in it, laminated to the inner panel of the top and the bottom. That radio had the best ride in the world coming back from Florida than it'll ever have in that car.
That is beautiful. Now, the name of that was Technicar.com, and they are very good at repairing radios and I'm not sure what other vehicles, but definitely on classic cars. Jim, that is fantastic. Hey, you want to give a quick shot at our tech tip quiz?
Aaron, that was, as you said before, was the question that came in last week, and I limped across.
Well, if you listen.
With you pulling me through with tips, and I had two answers last week.
Well,
I said, you had to pull me.
This is a different one, and I'll mention it real quick.
I know.
Bill was on vacation from his home 2 hours to Tampa. Florida, and I will tell you that this one was really in Tampa. It was Tampa, Florida. But it took him 6 hours to get back home. So be thinking about it. If you know the answer, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Yep, you bet. We'll do this at somebody else pulling that mug.
Yeah, hopefully somebody will get one of those. Okay, Jim, we appreciate the information that you had and the experience that you had with that radio. And I know you got that Monte Carlo looking good. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, the number to call is 800-224-9090. If you got a question about your car, truck, or SUV, or if you've got a collision question, and that could be big now because a lot of people are having to have their cars repaired. So give us a call on either one of those. We will be right back after these messages.
It's time for more good stuff with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
Asked the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in me.
The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by AutoBatteries.com. Powered by Clarios, AutoBatteries.com features a wealth of information on vehicle batteries, from choosing your next battery with their car battery selector to installation and recycling. That's AutoBatteries.com. And we welcome you back to the CNC Auto Show. If you have a car mechanical question, I'm here. If you have a collision insurance question, a collision or insurance question, Carol Proctor is here. Give us a call. That number, 800-224-9090. And you can watch us live on Facebook. And we are ready to go to the phones. We will go over to Billy. Billy, welcome to the CNC Auto Show.
Hey, good morning.
And good morning to you. What can we help with today?
I'm going to try to tech tip quiz, but first I want to ask a question.
Absolutely.
I got a 73 Chevy Silverado.
Uh-huh.
It's only got 125,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And I'd like to put a custom dash in it. And I just didn't know if there was somebody locally that does that.
You know, I wouldn't be able to tell you that the place to send that to, but I do have someone that I can. One thing that we've tried to do here at the shop at this shop, and I'm sure other shops around the countries do this same around the country do the same thing, is they have people that they know in different areas. Now, people that I know that would be able to answer that question without a doubt would be car club members. Car clubs are a beautiful thing for people that's doing stuff like that. Are you already a member of one?
No, but I can certainly join the local one.
Oh, there's so many, and it sort of depends on what kind of vehicle you have as to which one. We work closely with the gas car, that's G-A-A-S, yes. Car, and we work closely with them, and I'm able, I don't have their phone number right here. I need to keep it here, but they're one. But also for other people that may be looking for different clubs, in most cities there's Mustang clubs, Miata clubs, a club for many, many different type cars.
And were you wanting me like custom something different, or you want to go back to something that was OEM, just newer?
Well, I mean, the dashboard in it's okay. It's got a broke spot right above the glove compartment. I'm trying to put it back as close to factory as I can. Great. Because it's such a nice vehicle.
I would say take and try Randall Redman at Redman's Auto Upholstery. Mm-hmm. And Randall has a lot of, but when we have an upholstery issue or a convertible top issue or something, we always call Randall, because it may be something that not necessarily Randall's got, but Randall knows where to get it from.
Yeah. And for those in other cities that may be listening to this, remember that there's some, that if you're dealing with something original like that, get to know some of these places, like the upholstery shops, that ask questions to others that you might go to. And just like you're mentioning here, Carol, if he's putting it back original, there's no question he would do a beautiful job, or regular upholstery. Doing custom.
And then Google is a wonderful thing, too. Can put in, you know, 76 Chevrolet truck dashes.
They don't go up that 82 is about as high as they go, or 87, you know, they don't go to 73, you know, but the ones that they had, I got factory air and all in mine, and I want to try to put it back as close as I can to original.
Well, that's what I was hoping for, and that's what I was going to ask you about. But I thought in the beginning that you were talking about kind of modifying everything. But I still would visit some of the car clubs and find out if there's different things. For instance, like on the radio goes out. I would store your old radio, but they make radios that look exactly like the original, only they have Bluetooth and USB ports and all the modern
Sirius
things.
And all that good stuff.
Yeah, but they look exactly like a original radio. So that's a great question, and I think that would be a...
Chevrolet had the thing called Obsolete Chevrolet,
uh-huh.
where you could call them and, you know, find out if they had any stuff from all over the country. I don't even know if it exists anymore.
I think they do, and that would be an option to go to Obsolete Chevrolet.
I went to some of the, you know, I went to some of them. But the ones they had were in worse shape than one mine's. Mine ain't in that bad of shape, but I still want to try to get it back.
Anything that old in a salvage yard, you're going to find the same issue you've got. I mean, you're not going to find anything used unless it's been in a warehouse somewhere out of the sun. The sun plays the devil with interior parts.
It wreaks havoc on that plastic.
Yeah, great question though.
Well, let's try the tech tip quiz. Even though I ain't heard it, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, we'll put you on stage.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll go ahead and read it again just to be on the safe side. Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. What happened? If you know the answer, you do know the answer. I got confidence in you, Billy. What is the answer to our tech tip quiz?
It took him 2 hours to get there and 6 hours to get back home.
Yeah.
He must have had to get a ride back home because you can drive that distance in a couple hours. You'd have to wait on somebody to come get you and take you back home.
Oh, Billy.
No.
We are so sorry.
Hey, it, It's all right. I've had that many times, but I've won seven times now. So when we have that meeting, I want to be there.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to have a meeting for all the winners. Some that are, if they're out of town, we'll get them in on a Zoom call.
Y'all all should come up with some questions to ask Aaron and see if he can answer crazy questions that he comes up with.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up with a question for him. There you go.
That'll work, because I would love to have one of those coffee mugs. Thank you. Okay. Number to call, 800-224-9090. If you have a question about your car, truck, or a mechanical issue, or collision repair issue. And even if you have a question about something to do with your insurance, may not have all the answers there, because that's a field in its own. But,
well, one thing people need to be aware of with the way the market is now in wrecks and parts is your rental car. You know, most people for all these years have been just, hey, I need a rental car. I'll go up there and I'll pick up one. With the inventories of car dealerships down, rental car companies don't have near as many cars. So we have to set appointments a week or 2 weeks in advance for rental cars for people who need them. And then, you know, people that are having wrecks and it's like, oh, okay, I need to get in a rental car. Well, they go get in a rental car and they don't realize when they do that the parts that they need to repair their car may be 30 or 60 days and they run out of rental car. So people need to be very, very aware of trying to manage the amount of rental car money they have on an insurance claim, or even managing it if they're paying for it out of pocket, you know, asking the body shop, hey, can you do temporary repairs? Can we make it safe where I can keep driving my car? You know, it may be ugly, may not be pretty, but if you can keep driving it and not use it and burn up your rental car money, that's an important thing right now with the way things are with parts, you know, supply chain issues and labor shortages and things.
And that can, the rental car, if you're having to pay for it, that can eat up a lot of out-of-pocket expense very quickly.
Oh, yes. I mean, it, most rental car policies are, you know, for 6 months might be $20 to $30. And it's very cheap insurance. You know, because if you've got a repair, you know, we had a lady right now, we've got a car in a shop. She had no rental car. And just when I first ordered the parts, they said it was going to be 45 days before I get the parts. And she's got at least 30 days of repairs. She's got 60 days, at least 60 days of rental car at $35 or $40 a day. And she has no rental car coverage.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And she's having to eat that money out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow. That's not good. But the main thing is good for people to be aware of that, because like you mentioned, if someone can pay that little extra money to have the rental car insurance, it helps them a huge amount. At least they've got something to work with.
Yeah, and ask the body shop you're dealing with, can you make temporary repairs for me?
Yeah.
So
okay. We'll be right back after this, and as soon as we return, we'll be going to Sandy and the other ones there. Okay, we'll be right back with the CNC Auto Show.